Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Happy New Year and welcome to This Day in History. Here's what happened on January 1st. More than a century and a half after his death, Abraham Lincoln remains one of our most admired presidents, thanks in large part to what he did on this day in 1863. That's when Lincoln issued the final Emancipation Proclamation, calling on the Union Army to free all slaves in states still in rebellion. The Emancipation Proclamation transformed the Civil War from a war against secession into a war for what Lincoln called a new birth of freedom. Lincoln's decision was based on both morality and military strategy. It effectively discouraged France and England from allying with the Confederacy and allowed the Union to capitalize on a surge of black enlistment in the army. Surprising fact? Despite its symbolic power, the Emancipation Proclamation didn't immediately free a single slave, as it only applied to southern states fighting against the Union, where the federal government had no control. Also on this day in history, in 1803, Haiti declared independence from France. In 1942, the United Nations was created. And in 1958, Johnny Cash performed at California's San Quentin Prison. That's all for today in history. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you, and of course, have a great day. Don't forget to check out History This Week, the podcast This Day in History fans love. Here's a sneak peek of this week's episode, out now.
History This Week, December 28th, 2020. Today, we look back at our favorite episodes of 2020. In this special producer's cut, I sit down with our producers McKamey Lynn, Julie Magruder, and Ben Dickstein to discuss their favorite episodes from the year and bonus info that didn't make it into those episodes. There will be new information about the wonders of the Incan Empire, mysterious ancient moon rocks, and more than one dangerous escape from Nazi-occupied Europe. Plus, we'll hear our researcher Emma Frederick's favorite facts from a year's worth of deep dives. Listen and subscribe to History This Week wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.